actually didn't get a lot of sleep either.
Welcome to the new school. It's something to try. It's fuck 50 Cent. I'd rather a buck 65. And if you haven't heard of us, then just ask your friends. Cause we're the reason people wanna listen to rap again.
Hey Earthlings, I'm Duke Buzzy. This is episode 55 of Between Bars on Roundtable Radio. We're here for the best independent Canadian hip-hop music, and you don't know. My esteemed guest this week is the man Devo. Born in Guatemala, raised in Kitchener, the dude is now based in Sauga. For a couple of years, he stepped down from the stage to focus on graphic art and design, but now he's back with a vengeance. We'll get to that conversation in a minute. But first, Spesh K ain't done yet either. Never is. I could be wrong here, but I think he just dropped his 12th and 13th albums at the same time. Grand Spesh Audio comes in two parts, Liberty Villains and Nice City. From the first of them two, here's Spesh K and some colleagues going all out.
Yeah, haha. Jay Moore, Tiggs, Grand Spesh Audio, here we go. Yo, we got, yo, you know what I'm talking about. I go all out.
We go all out. Special.
Yeah, we. Yeah, I'm either going bust or building bank up. Thank you for the hate, it only motivated to my nature. Creature of the Eastern preacher, K-State preaching. Read my Bible app, oh, loud for my people. Never embellish devilish deeds. I just do justice with what I tell you to be. What you sell on the street, man, I don't care. I got singles dropping in Spain and France this year. Like, can we get a few girls to dance in here, please? Apparently I'm crack if you listen to lyrics. So sell my shit and get paid, period. Bootleg the tape, man, I'm so fucking serious. I teach a class called body bagonometry. 101 like the code, so binary. I'm with your girl getting toast at the winery. And you can read all about it in her diary.
When the beat drops, we got the heat rise. You know what I'm talking about. We go all out, we go all out. We go all out, we go all out. So when the beat drops, we got the heat rise. You know what I'm talking about. We go all out, we go all out. We go all out.
Find me in the city, riding low in a 6 series. Window down, system up like you bitches, hear me? It's Jay Moy now with Spesh K. Running wild in casinos, Joe Pesce. Flow so deadly. Storm Peters out with a new pair of fresh J's. Then I'm out, everybody playing cool, trying to diss my troops. The bottles start flying in Chris Brown booth. I swear things ain't been the same, the game changed. So I'm thinking twice what to do with the campaign. The fam name ringing, the city be buzzing quick, and money came and went, and I'm changing because of it. Plus my son getting older, trying to stay sober, but the weight on my shoulders tipping me over. Paper chasing the highway life, so we going all out like it's Friday night.
When the beat drops, we got the heat rise. You know what I'm talking about. We go all out, we go all out. We go all out, we go all out. So when the beat drops, we got the heat rise.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. We go all out.
Stage, man.
We go all
Jay
out.
Spesh, what up?
Go all out.
I got it. Look. I'm rolling with the dream team, smoking with Supreme beats. I'm getting higher than them nosebleed cheap seats. Supreme got the fire, it's on repeat. I'm sipping on that lean like I need sleep. Heard from a bird, I'm the best on these mean streets. Love from these girls cause I seem sweet. I left the club with three, that's what I call a clean sweep. So they won't be if I do got clean sheets. A dime piece when they retweet. Well that's the shit I don't like Chief Keef. I'm trying to make mills out mean meek. See my buzz got big, hit extreme peats. Now the blunts get filled with that green leaf. Puff loud, big cloud when the team meets. See I'm out here in the streets without a green screen. And I'm nice with the mic like Mean Gene.
When the beat drops, we got the heat rise. You know what I'm talking about. We go all out, we go all out. We go all out, we go all out. So when the beat drops, we got the heat rise. You know what I'm talking about. We go all out, we go all out. We go all out, we go all out.
Wait a minute, drop an old school beat. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Drop an old school beat.
And now, our feature presentation.
Devo.
Ivan Ramirez, a.k.a. Devo, has shared the booth and the stage with some cats ranging from Decisive to Danny O while creating the graphics that make him look like pros. In his own words and tracks, this is Devo.
I just ask myself sometimes, what's it all worth? What am I doing?
Ever try to cry and can't shed a tear? Look over your shoulder feeling like death is near. Can't go to sleep cause when you rest is fear. Concerned and determined on being the best this year. I disappear in a bottle like a genie Houdini. Fears a full throttle, can't see me. Over the hemisphere, wonder who sent us here. Feel my repentance with every sentence, yeah. But when the smoke clears, realize I wrote for years. We're old years, but still there's no cheers. Nobody cares, but I know I left the mark. Shone my own light while the rest was dark. Not for lack of trying or having less heart. Success in rap is fine and you're part of a blessed art. Many come, but when it's done, the chosen are few. When fame calls your name, you left hoping it's you.
Everything around me.
Myself, is it worth the stress? Since birth, I felt that my purpose was blessed. My first breath, I'm choking. Mom's hoping I live. Eyes open, dad's holding a kid. Doc scoping, about to cut through the umbilical. A miracle, first signs of life is so spiritual. I'm here with you, now as a grown man. Wonder if my mistakes were part of the whole plan. What happens after? I just wanna hold hands with my abuelita. You still with me, Carmelita? The final chapter, remember the laughter. The embers will burn till it's your turn to have to put the candle out. But in the meanwhile, stand and shout, even though it seems wild. Take a trip down the strip, open the window, turn the music up, and just feel the wind blow.
Everything around me.
If you're just joining us, Devo is in my living room.
What up?
Sleepless nights. I hear you. Yeah. I've been. My sleep pattern has been completely thrown for a loop. Classes are at 9:30 in the morning. Is that going to be a problem? I'm like, ordinarily it would be, yes, but I'll work around it.
Well, you got a lot of late nights. I mean, you know, even a lot of the shows when you go out and you know, anything you do, you don't come back till like 3 a.m.
Yeah. Okay. For those who don't know, what is your chronological progression? How did you start doing music and artwork?
It's, well, you know, artwork, let's just say creativity. That's just something that's always been in me. I've just always been, you know, just trying to find a way to, like, let that creativity loose, right? I started doing art way back, went to school for it and all that. But then, you know, I found music. Basically, I found hip-hop. And, you know, as soon as I started listening to it, it just grabbed me. And, you know, eventually, you know, I just started trying to basically write my own rhymes and just trying to see what that sounded like. But basically that progressed into me working with DJs. I grew up in Kitchener.
Oh, yeah.
Ontario. And so I was working with, basically that's a little community over there. I started working with a lot of the DJs and other artists that were making music there. And that kind of led into me creating my first album, which was called Sparks of Friction. And I believe that was back in 2000.
Yeah.
So that was, that was one of those like street albums, pretty much. And you put it together yourself, you get out there and promote it like crazy. And then after that, you know, just everything I kept working on, I kept trying to make it better. So after Sparks of Friction, I think it was like maybe 2003, I dropped another one called The Evolution Theory.
Yes.
So, you know, and all these titles, right, they kind of reflect what I was going through at the time. So The Evolution Theory, the evolution of me sort of progressing into this art form and mm-hmm. getting better at it. It was just finding who I was.
Yeah.
Essentially. So that was 03. You know, back when, say, Daniel and Classified, and, you know, they're even bigger now. But, you know, take it back like 10 years ago, you know, they were kind of still on their way up.
Still finding their spot.
Way farther than I was. But, I mean, so I was able to hook up a track with both of them back in the day. A year later, I dropped This Is Business, which was another album. So there my mentality was like, okay, you know what? I'm in this music thing. Like, I need to make it take off. Yeah. You know. So I started thinking business-wise, I guess. Did some tracks with Eternia. Well, a track with Eternia.
That's right.
Tara Chase, Bishop as well, you know, just back in the day. And I decided to take a break for a good long while. There's a lot of kind of, you know, negativity in the air at the time, and I was just kind of pretty worn out. So I, you know, just took a break and basically got, you know, just decided to get my life together, like other aspects of my life at least. And then I got the bug, like basically last year. You know, I'd been recording still this entire time.
Yeah.
But I just hadn't done anything with the music. You know, I was always like, okay, you know what, let's just keep stacking it up and we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah.
Finally, last year, I was like, okay, you know what? I need to, like, let this out and put an album together, let other people hear it. So this is what's been in the making now, this entire past year. Working hard, promoting, recording more music, you know, just trying to, like, basically prepare myself and build enough momentum to drop this new album.
What's the title of that one?
I don't know, man. I really like the title for this. It's called Transatlantic Soul. I'd been recording music with this producer from France. And so I, you know, we kind of started working just through, let's say, online. He'd send me beats and then I'd record on them. And, you know, we just sort of worked together that way. But the sound that he has, if you guys are ever familiar, let's just say, with French hip hop, or it's very old school.
Yeah.
I had a chance to go down there this year, and like you go there, even the graffiti, it's just like old school. It looks like 80s graffiti, you know, big bubble letters, white, black outline. Yeah. So that's the feeling that really exists over there. So the sound that he had, like, he was still taking all these you know, like samples from old Motown songs and this really soulful sort of sound. And so these were the beats that he was sort of putting together for me. And because, you know, whatever, we got to go across the Atlantic to, like, work together. It just kind of made sense for me to, you know, call this Transatlantic Soul. It's just like bridging two continents and coming up with soulful music.
Have you two met outside the digital world, or is this purely?
We were supposed to. Like, basically, we haven't had a chance. But I went down there this summer.
Yeah.
Just personal vacation kind of thing. We were really trying to hook up, but we couldn't just because. Well, not that I want to get into too much, but just the locations that I went were still about, let's say, 5 hours from where he lives, let's say, even driving-wise. So it was just too far, and, you know, our schedules just didn't meet up. Yeah, no, just, you know, we talk here and there, basically, but, you know, we still work together pretty well, and you know, managed to put this album together. So the mixtape is called Inside the Vault. So what it is, you know, I mentioned that over the years I'd been recording a lot, whether it was for, you know, other mixtapes or collaborations with other, you know, for other people's projects, right? Mm-hmm. But I hadn't released the songs. And so now that I'm coming back, I'm kind of like in a funny situation because I know a lot of the same people that I used to work with in the past, mm-hmm. but a lot of the fans, they don't necessarily know me. You know, they might not know anybody that wasn't around within the past 5 years or so, let's just say, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm doing with this mixtape is basically I'm putting some of my favorite tracks from my previous albums, some tracks that were featured on other people's albums, a few mixtape joints that I did that, you know, are some of my favorites, and I recorded new mixtape joints, and I got some songs from my new album as well. So really, it's a combination of old and new, but there's like a nice mix, just basically the best. You know, the best work that I've done, I've put it all together into this mixtape. I want people to check it out. I mean, also, if you can't get them physically off me, I'll have them at devohiphop.com. You can just download the mixtape for free. Yeah. Really, I just want everybody to just hear the music and just get it for free and, you know, enjoy it. The new album as well, Transatlantic Soul, drops. I'm aiming for end of November. And really, that's my cutoff date, because I know, you know, Christmas comes, everybody gets busy. Already, there's a lot of albums coming out around that time that people are working on. So yeah, just want to make sure that, you know, everybody gets a chance to listen to some of the new tunes, and here's what I, you know, what I have to say.
Devo, Nucky Grissom, y'all know what it is. Me and my chick took a little trip down to the garden, smoke a little spliff, white clouds blowing from our lips, took a little hit. Yo, I walked through the valley of the shadow of death. They said stay right, so I had to go left. Used to hang with Yachty, so they smoke cess. Me, I'm on Bacardi, feeling so blessed. Sometimes when the stars align, got you thinking success ain't far behind. Ain't God divine, look at all this mine. Main chick so fine, plus a concubine. That across the line, what it cost me fine. See these thoughts just shine from a conscious mind. That don't mean I can't stunt and ball out, cause I didn't do nothing less than going all out. Forbidden fruit, we ain't supposed to try. If you ain't live once, how you supposed to die? If I woke you up, ain't no surprise. No more sleeping on me, don't close your eyes. If I woke you up, ain't no surprise. No more sleeping on me, don't close your eyes. Me and my chick took a little trip down to the garden, smoke a little spliff, white clouds blowing from our lips. Took a little hit. Women come and go,
you know that.
Money come and go,
you know that.
Love come and go,
it don't last.
Women come and go,
you know that.
Money come and go,
you know that.
Love come and go,
it don't last.
Been a minute since I hit him with the raw shit. You sitting praying, waiting, thinking that I lost it. Fat chance, better luck playing lotto. Nucky yell when he kicking like Renato. And my kick game nice. You got a little closet for a cool, might take up the whole water. And I know that shallow, and it don't mean shit, but fuck it, I'm so aloe. Barrel, and by that I mean smooth as a bad mother. Shut your mouth, okay. Rolling up a salad in a whip, dark tint, low mileage. With the sunroof open and the J's hat low on my eyelids. And the J's hat low on my eyelids. And you know I keep it ill, but they hate it when you make it, so I'm making sure they hating me for real.
Me and my chick took a little trip down to the garden, smoke a little spliff, white clouds blowing from our lips. Took a little hit. Women come and go,
you know that.
Money come and go.
I've noticed a lot of MCs complain that their message gets lost in the sort of drive for entertainment value. You know, it's like you need to get heard. You know, that whole thing about if you don't have a song that gets on the radio, nobody's going to hear the rest of the album.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. But you're several albums in already, and near as I can tell, you haven't compromised on that sort of lyrical value. Like, what would you say to the people that have that complaint?
It's not something that you have to lose. Now, I agree with you. You know, a lot of times you hear music and it's like the lyrics, I mean, there's no message. To me, a song, not only does it have to bring some sort of emotion to you when you hear it, you know, whether it's like it can make you hype or it can put you in deep thought or just make you relax. But I mean, I think that message as well from the lyrics is important, because that's where, you know, the artist comes through, and you know, you, it gives you an insight as to who that person is.
Yeah.
You know, like, what have they gone through, or what are they doing, what's their MO. But yeah, I don't really think you need to compromise lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, really, to, you know, in a song. I'll give you an example. You know, and it's just this track that I did with Dio. For me, it's a perfect example, because I had this really cool beat where I wanted this song to be catchy. You know, it's still a hip-hop beat,
yeah,
but it's a little bit more up-tempo. And I was like, okay, you know what? What can we do with this so that it still sounds like a hip-hop song, but I get some sort of... It appeals to a wider audience, basically, because it's, you know, it's a little more catchy. So what I did was, you know, I kept lyricism, let's just say... It's still complex, I think, compared to a lot of what's out there.
Yeah.
But I found a singer that... You know, I wanted her to just come up with a really good catchy hook, and she was able to do that for me without me having to sacrifice again the lyricism. But the lyricism, I still kept a good catchy flow on it, the beat's good, and then like I said, drop a good hook on it. And so when you hear the track, you're like wow, this sounds like something that let's say I could hear on the radio, or that just has a little bit more of, like I said, a general appeal. It's not too too dark or too underground in a way, right?
Yeah.
You can balance both.
You mentioned Daniel. Like, he's another guy who's found that kind of balance too.
Yeah,
you
know, like, yeah. Him
him and Promise together too.
They are awesome together. Yeah. To me, it's like the dynamic duo right there.
Yeah.
Because I think they sort of feed off each other's energy. But hey, you hear them. I think within Canada, to me, those guys are really good examples of artists that have not lost their lyricism. They found their niche. They're comfortable with where they're at. And they, you know, the music they make is awesome, and you know, people like it.
I always ask everybody, who are your favorite independent Canadian hip hop artists?
I'm really glad that within the last year, I've really gotten to know a lot more of these MCs that are around. I recently did a track with Nucky Grissom that's going to be on this mixtape that I'm dropping. Yeah, he's, for example, he's somebody that I listen to his lyrics, and he's catchy, but at the same time sort of, you know, complex, thoughtful. Yeah, he's been, you know, releasing videos. The songs are catchy. He doesn't have to simplify his lyrics too much or anything to really get that mass appeal. Yeah. So I really like his sound, for example. In terms of momentum, obviously, Ill Vibes doing his thing, and he's doing,
that's the word, momentum.
The momentum on the video production tip, he's doing well. So I mean, he's definitely somebody to at least like learn from, in terms of like the hard work that he's been putting into. Let's just say, I mean, out of Mississauga, like where I am right now, Fata, he's lyrically he kills it. Actually, these Survival of the Illest sort of events that Ill Vibe has been putting together, that's been an awesome showcase.
Yeah,
just to see all these different artists compete against each other. Like the energy that Mike Guts brings to performances, for example. Like, I see some of these guys, and I really try to learn from them. You know, you see these guys that have a certain really bold skills in different elements, right? Whether it's production or their stage presence is awesome, or lyrics are amazing. You really got to try to learn from all these people.
Yeah.
So for me, those are a few of the guys. Promise as well. Lyrically, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's say the production tip. G Wonder, he's doing his thing too. I did a track on his mixtape, and I'm feeling what he does as well. Yeah, it really is. There's so much talent in Canada and even locally, nationwide as well. So, I mean, really, there's an endless amount. So, I mean, you're telling me about, you brought up the collaboration aspect of what I do.
Yeah.
I really enjoy working with other people. Not only just because, I respect what they do, but also because it's, I like to learn from, let's say, other people's hustle as well. I respect what they do. And, at the end of the day, I think we need more community. We need more unity as well. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up just running with your own little crew, your own camp. But, sometimes I think, if you do manage to reach out and just network, really, one opportunity leads to the next. That's one of my sort of rules that I live by, where I try not to let these opportunities pass me by. And I found that, just being open-minded, working with all these different people has really allowed me to sort of excel in different ways, whether it's just, meeting other people or through business or being able to do, great songs together. So, really, it just, I think you should keep an open mind and appreciate everybody's music.
Yeah, forget the comfort zone. It's not real. So where can people find you online, apart from DIVOHipHop.com?
Yeah, DIVOHipHop.com. You can follow me on Twitter at DIVOHipHop. So, I try to keep it consistent. So Devo Hip Hop on Twitter, even on Facebook, just Devo Hip Hop as well, or Devo. Just look that up anywhere. But in general, I'm pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you as well for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
Appreciate that.
Inside the Vault is out. Well, that's kind of a funny way of putting it. Inside the Vault is out. And Transatlantic Soul comes end of November at the latest.
Yeah, end of November. So, just look at devohiphop.com and you'll be able to download both.
Woo!
All right.
Do it.
Peace.
Street science. Born hungry, collab. We're here for good. One, two, general, born hungry. What up, Merciless? CEO, Devo, let's go, Scarborough.
Look around, see the D on my hat, leading the pack. I'm the wolf on the prowl, eating meat off the rack. Stomach is touching my plate, look empty. And if I see an opportunity within his fate, might tempt me. I'm dumb enough to do something I'll regret. I'm smart enough to get my payback, a constant threat. With the general out of Scar Town, how the guard sound. Ripping up the track, strictly bringing raw sounds through lost towns. There's a plane, destined to rain. Walking on glass, a crown of thorns, testing my pain. Spit a verse, set your forehead, testing my aim. Soaking the knowledge and power, but to enter your brain. No weakness in my eyes, you can see my soul. Rebirth, the rappers heal it when the leaves unfold. Take a breath, it's a new day. But it ain't birds, it's chirping. It's the sirens, man, these words are certain. We here for good, the game needs me. This shit, we make it look easy. We taking over this year, all my soldiers are here. It's getting colder, we gon' show you the fear. Yeah. We here for good, the game needs me. This shit, we make it look easy. We taking over this year, all my soldiers is here. It's getting colder, we gon' show you the fear. Yeah, try to tell these characters they just an amateur. Two guns up, one mic, I damage y'all. Rap stamina, fuck you and your manager. Don't you know that my flow's ferocious and explosive? Call the bomb squad, I rhyme hard. TNT blowing up, born hungry, throw it up. Walk with a strut, put my hand on my nuts and stuff. Try to diss general, your girl get fucked. What up? Scar City, Scar Town, Scarberia, Scar Afghanistan, it's war in my land. Brothers shooting off the window like Tim Duncan. Bodies flying to the floor, but they ain't stuck, man. I'm a G-E-N-E-R-A-L. Rap with an attitude like Latrell Sprewell. Take it hard to the hole like Bonzi Wells. See, I'm a veteran, killing MCs off adrenaline. School these fools, let them know who they ain't better than. Backslapper rapper for acting too feminine, you're just a novice. I pull your skirt up like you're Scottish. Born hungry, street science, the alliance. Devo in general, bow to your highness.
We so far ahead, then you stay right behind us.
Sit back and stack though, till the pockets fat. Street up, these cats know we don't talk. Heard the battle was done, couldn't keep up the hustle. Put a squeeze on your neck, that's how I feed them the pressure. We gon' see in a set, just how I'm leaving the mess up. Yes sir, this ain't a question. You gon' learn a hard lesson, it's all real. You pussy and comical Garfield. Cause they force me, they got ugly and cold, they hard steel. Don't make us have to leave you looking foolish again. Yeah. Run your mouth 100 proof, we'll pour the truth of the men. We'll go around, come around, some don't figure this out. Till they back on the asphalt with blood in their mouth. You must not be what you claiming to be. And don't be mad, cause I'm the new school favorite MC. Lacing the beat with fire, make your chief aspire. Everyone call me son, I'm the heat supplier. Only spick that you know, repping north of the border. Broke them C's on the corner, let me toss you a quarter. Word up, we here for good, the game needs me. This shit, we make it look easy. We taking over this year, all my soldiers are here. It's getting colder, we gon' show you the fear. Yeah. We here for good, the game needs me. This shit, we make it look easy. We taking over this year, all my soldiers is here. It's getting colder, we gon' show you the fear, yeah.
Consideration as a featured artist on Between Bars, drop me a track in a bio at buzzy.bars@gmail.com, spelled like it sounds. To submit a track for rotation, same drill, You can also hit me up on Twitter at RealDukeBuzzy, all one word, all spelled correctly.
Join me again in 2 weeks for more music and a surprise guest. Till then, this is Duke Buzzy saying,
it's Halloween again soon. Got me thinking about masks. A lot of critics complain about gimmicks, and that's real. But everybody's got at least one mask, metaphorically speaking. I have several. One for industry events, one for performances, one for this show right here, and even one for when I go visit my parents. A good mask amplifies some aspect of who you really are. The face of one feeling or idea. It's not a gimmick if you mean it. Trick or treat, bitches.
Thanks again for listening. Now get back to work.